She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis with Andrea Donsky, and we have a wonderful woman now. She is an entrepreneur, founder, professional speaker, best-selling author, and she is working in cutting-edge technology and medicine. And boy, has she been through a lot in her life with the healthcare system. Her name is Robin Farmian, and she joins us now. Hello, Robin.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, it's so good to have you on the show. You know, when I was reading about you, Robin, that as a teen, they misdiagnosed you with an autoimmune disease. They removed three organs. You had 40 plus hospital stays. And this was all based on a diagnosis that wasn't even true. Talk to us about this.
Sure. So, yes, at the age of 16, I was misdiagnosed with an autoimmune disease. I had 43 hospitalizations, six major surgeries, and three organs removed. By the time I hit the age of 26, my doctors were telling me I was cured because they'd taken out my entire colon. And they're like, and that was for ulcerative colitis. And that is a cure for colitis, which I don't have. So they took me off all my medication and put me on very high dose painkillers because I was in such extreme pain. And they thought it was just from the sheer amount of abdominal surgery I had had. Finally, they were talking about putting a morphine pump surgically implanted into my spine, and that would be the next step. And I looked at them and was like, I was 26 years old. Like, no. I'm not going to live on high-dose opiates for the rest of my life. And what would your life expectancy be anyway on, like, high-dose methadone for forever, right? So I fired all my doctors, rebuilt my healthcare team, and got diagnosed correctly and went into remission within 24 hours of being put on the right medication.
Wow.
Wow. So what was it at the end?
Crohn's disease.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, your book is The Patient as CEO, How Technology Empowers the Healthcare Consumer. I think we all need to be our own CEOs because there's so much misinformation. You get this misdiagnosis or you have something that, you know, I know, Andrea, this happened to you when you were in your 20s. You go to your doctor and they tell you it's all in your head, right, when it's clearly not. And there's so many things that we need to be heard on. So I think advocating for ourselves is huge.
Oh, I absolutely agree. I think that is the paradigm shift that we're going to be experiencing over the next few years in medicine, is really that power shift and patients no longer feeling like victims and going to a doctor and looking at them as if they were God. Right? Instead, we're going to change that equation and make it so that everyone is a peer and they work together because you are an expert in your body, right? Your physician is not. They're an expert in whatever, you know, disease state or whatever. But they're not an expert in your lifestyle, your body, and how you think, right? So you should be the one who is in full control, and they are essentially a consultant for you.
Hmm. You know, I do believe, and I think, you know, one of the things we talk about and why we do Naturally Savvy and why we, you know, publish the articles that we publish is because we really want to empower people to take control of their health. Because at the end of the day, we, like you say, we are our own CEOs and we really have to make decisions based on how we feel. We're not cookie cutters, right? We're not based from a mold. We're based from individual needs. And I think at the end of the day, listening to our body is so important. Understanding what our body needs is so important. And I think as long as we know that and asking doctors for, you know, blood test results, I can't tell you how often you speak to people, they're, you know, you ask them what their thyroid levels are at and they're like, I don't know, my doctor said it's in the normal range. But what does that mean, right? So we need to know what our iron levels are, what our TSH levels are, what are some levels are for our body that, you know, so if we do need that information at some point, that we do know what's going on, just like a CEO would know for their company, right?
Right.
Absolutely. And that's the exciting thing about the book is that it really talks about the convergence of all these technologies and how they're going to help you, the healthcare consumer, be the one in control, from point of care diagnostics to artificial intelligence to robotics, sensors, 3D printing, power the cloud, all of these working together to really make sure that you are empowered.
Oh, that is cool. Talk to us about some of those, especially I was interested when you said
sure.
The robotics.
So there's so many cool things. I could talk literally for 20 hours. But why don't I talk a little bit about the blood tests that are going to be coming on the market? Because you mentioned the labs, right? So there's a company out of the EU called Now Diagnostics. They already have a CE mark, and I believe they're almost FDA approved for the urine pregnancy test. The blood pregnancy test versus the urine one, because you actually can find out you're pregnant about 3 weeks earlier through a blood test than you can through a urine analysis. Oh. And they've got 37 tests now going, they're developing and then putting through FDA approval. What it is literally a pinprick. right? So it's a drop of blood, lab on a chip in your house, and you can do a point of care diagnostic lab test, right? And that's going to be coming on the market in the next few years.
Oh, that's nice. It's nice when you can do it yourself.
Exactly, exactly. Because now, for almost all states, there is one state, I believe, that you don't have to do this. But you need, you know, lab orders. You need a physician to write lab orders to go get your blood drawn, right? Why can't I just go and get my blood drawn and check my own individual
yes.
levels? And we'll be able to do that over the next few years.
See, that's huge. Because I recently had to have a bunch of blood taken. And it's a pain in the butt because you got to call your doctor. Like, I have an integrative guy that I work with. But then I want my insurance to cover it. So I have to go through my mainstream GP. But then I have to get his permission to get all the work. And he's really nice about it. But it's just a point. It's just a pain in the butt. And not everyone says, yes,
exactly.
I'm lucky I have a great GP. Even if he's kind of like, I might not think you need this. He's like, sure, if that's what you want, we'll do it. But yeah, it is really challenging. Although I'm a big baby. When I have to prick my own finger, I don't like to do that. But I guess I could learn.
You can have someone do it for you.
I know, that hurts. That hurts more than the blood draw.
It does.
Well, but you can't do a blood draw on yourself. You're not going to be able to.
Good point.
Well, actually, you can with robotics. So there's a company that is doing IV
really?
And blood draws using a robot. And they're actually more accurate than a phlebotomist. So that'll be coming on the market in the next 5 to 10 years as well.
Wait, so I'm going to have a little robot walking around. Can he clean the house too? Or he's just going to draw my blood?
We're going to have robots being able to do a lot of that stuff. They'll probably be two individual robots, but separate
okay.
robots. But yes, here we'll have both.
Wow, that is
that
so
would
cool.
Be good. I think that would be good, right? I mean, just we only have a few minutes left. I mean, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners that you think they should know about, that they should be aware of, or some takeaways that we could leave with them before we end our interview today?
Absolutely. So there are two major technologies that have hit an inflection point right around this year, and we're going to start to see them improve so dramatically and so rapidly that we're going to look back in about 5 years and say, wow, that's how we lived in 2016. Those two technologies are artificial intelligence has hit an inflection point, as had sequencing technology. So we just were able to do the $999 genome, a full genome. That
yep,
was the
right.
game-changing number that many experts agreed on where it's going to now be just game-changing.
Is that like 23andMe?
Well, they do a partial genome, so that's why it's so inexpensive.
Okay.
They do some of the SNPs, whereas
okay.
What I'm talking about with $1,000 is a full genome.
And then what do you do with that technology anyway? So let's say you go and you spend $1,000 to do it, and then you get back your information. Where do you go from there as a, you know, as an average layperson consumer?
Well, right now, I wouldn't do a full genome as a layperson consumer. I would do a 23andMe where we have, because they come back at you and they say, all right, well, here are some risk factors, or here is your genetic makeup, or all that kind of stuff. They actually interpret part of the results for you. Not all of them, because they're not FDA approved, so they can't provide medical advice. What this is a big deal for researchers, because we're going to start to be able to do a lot more precision medicine treatment plans based on the individual, based on their genes, right? And we need to do a lot more research and aggregating that data and then doing pattern analysis and all of that before we're able to come up with those insights. But it's a game changer, and it's not going to take that long now.
I think that's awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on our show today, Robin. You were such great information, and you know, it was a pleasure having you. So where can people learn more about you if they want to, you know, visit your website or follow you on social media?
Sure. So I'm the only Robin Farman-Farmian in the entire world. My book is available on Amazon, The Patient as CEO. My website is robinff.com. I am on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and I'm very prolific on those sites. So go ahead and find me. I'm pretty responsive, too.
Awesome. Well, we will do that as well. Lisa, you will do that as well through us, Naturally Savvy.
Definitely.
All right. Well, I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.